Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Mike, John Little with News Radio 1080 KRLD here. How's it going?
Yeah, going well for a Monday.
For a Monday. Good, man. Well, is this still an okay time to talk about Fed stuff?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate it. All right. Well, I am rolling now. I'll count it down and we'll get after it here.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. There's been some disappointing inflation data here recently. So how is it impacting what the Federal Reserve was thinking coming into this year, which was there'd be some rate cuts? They might start around June. Mike McKee is with us covering international economics and policy for Bloomberg Radio and TV. Mike, thank you for the time.
Not a problem. Looking forward to seeing what the Fed does this year.
Absolutely. So what do you think the Fed's current stance is based on this recent inflation data and some recent remarks from Jerome Powell?
They would like to cut rates, and they don't want the economy to be hampered by high rates or to go into recession. But as you mentioned, the inflation numbers have not been trending in the right direction for them. They aren't terrible, but on a year-over-year basis, they're up a little bit. And so they're going to put off cutting rates for the time being until they get more data, because they're looking at an economy that is growing strongly. Unemployment is very low. And inflation, while not well-behaved, is still low historically. So they don't think that the economy necessarily needs a rate cut right now, and they can afford to wait.
Any other factors that they're looking at besides the inflation, the latest inflation numbers that come in monthly?
They do want to keep up with what's going on in the labor markets, especially unemployment. If unemployment starts to rise significantly, that'll be a sign that the economy is slowing down and may have some trouble. And they have said, Jay Powell has said, that if that were the case, they would start cutting rates. But so far, there is no indication of that. We look at jobless claims, and companies aren't laying off people. So it doesn't look like a bad situation there yet either. It's kind of funny, and maybe it has something to do with the fact that this is a political election year, but the economy is really in a Goldilocks spot right now, and yet Americans are kind of unhappy about it.
Are there any differing opinions between economists and policymakers when they assess the effectiveness of the current monetary policy?
In general, the consensus is that the policy is working, but the question is going forward, are the areas where we're seeing inflation areas that higher interest rates actually can cure? You can raise interest rates to the moon and it's not going to bring down gasoline prices. So that's an issue for the Fed. Are they still having an impact on inflation? We'll have to see what the breakdown is at the end of this week in the PCE inflation index. Where did the inflation come from? And of course, they have to worry about things like Middle East tensions that raise oil prices or other conflicts around the world, geopolitical things that could slow the economy or raise inflation.
Mike McKee from Bloomberg. Mike, I appreciate your time.
Anytime.
Have a great one, sir. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
Bye now.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.